Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to hear is a live copyrighted presentation. And now it's time for Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Hey, we're back. Hour two. Denise Dirks, myself, Frederick Penny. We are the hosts of Radio Law Talk. We are missing Cal Hunter and we are missing Todd Kunin, our illustrious co-host and three-time Emmy Award, Deborah nominee, never a winner, Cal Hunter, our producer. Thanks for stepping in, Chris O'Sullivan out of Dallas. This is streamed through USA Radio Network. Thank you, Seth Madden.
You're welcome.
Our producer that's sitting in locally at our studio that is watching college football live on the radio. I go in there. We're trying to make sure things run smooth. And I was like, hey, yeah, you got to make sure this happens. He's like, huh? You got this live. There's the football game. Live. Watching a live football game. I tell you, you know, we have got quality throughout Radio Law Talk working. I think Chris O'Sullivan's back in Dallas. I'm sure he's got a, you know, a little drink there, and he's probably live streaming the other game, you know? You guys are probably fantasy footballing back and forth. And Cal's pretending to be injured or not feeling well, and then we've got our other Todd Kunin, who's our other wonderful co-host, is said that he is doing a shoot for a commercial. Well, I want you to go to our Twitter account. Please, those of you, Seth, I want you to look, and Chris O'Sullivan, I want you to look at our Twitter account. I posted the real, true picture of our producer, Cal Hunter, and Todd Kunin, our other co-host, what they are doing. And so go to Radio Law Talk Twitter account, and I want you I want you to look, and Seth, I want you to repost that on our Facebook when you get a chance, because that's really what is going on, because Radio Law Talk's the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on the radio. And those of you in Tennessee who are just joining us, thank you, WPLZ and WTBG. WPLZ is out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. WTBG is out of Brownsville, Tennessee. There are new affiliates joining us, and we are apologizing for the little bit disjointed stuff today, because really Cal is our leader. Cal is our, you know, our captain, and he's not here, but we're doing a pretty good job without him.
Thanks for talking me up there.
Yeah, you're kind of a loser. You're
well,
not bringing
Seth, yeah.
Anyone that's sitting
Second
in there,
hand.
Anyone that's sitting in there watching NCAA football, and I'm like, by the way, those of you who don't know what's going on radio, I'm literally sitting here. Seth is in a hermetically sealed building area. I could see him through the glass. He's in a different room, and he's where all the components are, and. They're not putting my times up, and I'm supposed to be going, hey, well, what time is it?
Blame Dallas.
Yeah, yeah, and he's sitting there watching the football game. So there we go. That's what we do at Radio Law Talk. We're going to talk about, speaking of football, NCAA athletes, should they be paid for playing and getting endorsement money or not? I think there's going to be some lawsuits going on with this. We're going to talk about Adele, her divorce. Probably we're going to try to get to Bill O'Reilly winning a defamation lawsuit. But before that, we've got to talk about this Ohio killer that it gets a new trial after 10 years. And you've got to listen as to why this killer of his girlfriend / I guess they were married.
His the mother of his baby.
The mother of his baby. Why after 10 years he's getting a new trial? And this is so interesting. Even I, as a lawyer for 27 years about, I said, wow, this is one for the books.
Absolutely.
And even you, Denise, and you've been your experienced lawyer, one for the books. You got to hear about that. And then remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Do not take this to the courthouse and say, Denise or Fred, I told you to do this, told me this or that on Radio Law Talk, seek local counsel. And we're not giving legal advice. We have to go over those disclaimers. So email us at info@radiolawtalk or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to make a comment, if we have time to answer them. So, for those of you, again, that are new, Case or No Case, our producer this time is Cal. I mean, it's not Cal. It's Seth. Oh, my
gosh. Seth's our co-producer.
He's our co-producer. He's going to give us a case scenario. We got to say whether or not it's a case or he's faking it and what the outcome is. So get ready to roll it. Roll it.
Oh, hang on. It's not going.
That's okay. Go ahead. Just give us the case or no case.
I don't want to just give you the case or no case. That's depressing. It's not working.
Yeah, that's Cal. Cal's got problems with it. Don't worry about it.
You got to blame it on the guy who's gone.
Keep going. Give us case or
all
no
right.
case.
All right, case or no case. So I'll take you to a little town in the Midwest.
Which you're a Midwesterner, aren't you?
Yeah, pick this up. Indianapolis, Indiana.
Ooh.
A man by the name of Gersh.
G-E-R-S-H?
Yep, like Gersh darn it.
Seth's from Indiana, by the way.
Okay, a man by the name of Gersh was an avid Craigslist shopper, okay? He would purchase all kinds of odds and ends off of Craigslist and use them to the best abilities and then throw them away. So Gersh purchased a black and white printer, okay? It was a little bit older, but it still worked.
I got that, honey, I got a black and white printer here. It's $4.92.
Well, I was close. He paid $40 plus shipping. Okay.
Which was $190, right?
Yeah, to ship a printer, isn't it? So when he received the printer, he claimed that the printer was malfunctioning and missing parts. Okay?
Shocker.
So instead of returning the printer, he decided that he wanted to sue the man from Massachusetts, who sold him the printer. Case or no case?
Who do you want to go first?
Let's go,
well,
Denise.
Well, yeah, I'll go first since you went first last.
Okay, what is it?
Okay. Well, this is a UCC case, and it's about goods that are sold in the United States. And what that means is that the person who sells the item, the good, and provides that service gets to at least to try to fix the problem before the other person who's going to sue him can sue. So in this particular case, the facts that are so important are the fact that he did not return the printer. If he had returned the printer and gave the person who sold him the printer the opportunity to, and I forget the technical words, but fix, in essence, the problem with the printer and make it right, then Gersh loses his rights to sue. So this, to me, is absolutely a fact pattern on a law exam or in a law school exam. It's a UCC, what is it, 5 or something? Dang, I can't think of what it is. It's a, it's
too much family law, Denise.
Oh, why? Okay, yeah, I can't think about the actual what number it is in that item.
Okay, so
I'm going to say no case.
No case. Oh, my gosh, he's making it up. I'm going to do some intelligent legal analysis and arguments. I'm going to go into a few details. Do I have time to go into details?
I think about 30 seconds.
Well, 30 seconds, I can go into those details. What she said. I'm good. I'm good with what she said. The answer is it's no case.
Okay.
You're faking it.
I hope he skunked us. I really do.
Anyway, come on back. Or if you want to tweet us at Radio Law Talk or go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com. The best thing to do today is email us at info@radiolawtalk, and we can see that information, and we'll talk about it. We'll be right back.
Growth to survive and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate U.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The back, he didn't do that. Therefore, he didn't follow the proper procedures, and he would lose. But then she said, no case, you're making this up, because it was from a law school exam or a bar exam. And I said what she said. So.
Oh, it was a very beautifully spoken, friend.
I know.
Okay, so for those of you that said this was not a case, raise your hands. Oh, it doesn't work.
Oh, it was a case.
It's a case. Wow, so I've got to figure out what's up with this button box. But let me read you the, let me give you the download here. So it was a guy named Gersh Zavodnik from Indiana, and the guy named that sold him the printer was named Costello. And but Gersh had a reputation, long-standing reputation, as a prolific and abusive litigant who had filed hundreds of lawsuits seeking enormous awards and damages. So the original lawsuit that he sued for the printer essentially not working got tossed. But he actually filed another lawsuit requesting damages for breach of contract, fraud, conversion, deceptive advertising, and emotional distress.
What? Where was this out of? Indiana?
Indiana. Mm-hmm. In March of 2015, after 6 years of infrequent legal proceedings, Special Judge Jeffrey Edens entered a $30,000 judgment in Gersh's favor for breach of contract.
What? Wow, that shouldn't have happened because the UCC does apply to commercial contracts related to sale of goods, leasing, use of negotiable instruments, banking transactions, letters of credit, documents for title, investment securities, and secured transactions. And that should have precluded him from recovering because he didn't send the printer back for getting fixed.
The decision was reversed on appeal in March, but the appeals court said there was a misinterpretation of state court trial rule, and then they actually sent it back down to the trial court to retry it.
So they're going to retry it. That's where they are right now.
Wow,
that was a good case. Well, appreciate
thank you. I'm really glad you skunked us.
I'm waiting for Cal to text me his third hour one.
Yeah, third hour. So third hour, Cal's going to text in from the beach. I mean, his bed. and go to our Twitter account. You can see a picture of Cal and Todd, what they're doing right now. But Cal's going to text in. He's our illustrious producer, for those of you in Tennessee joining for the first time. And he's going to send the case or no case to us and try to trick us. What we've talked about during the break and actually for the past number of weeks, but now that's kind of starting to gather steam, is this NCAA issue. The NCAA, those of you who don't know, there's college students who are athletes, are basically not considered, quote, professionals, right, under the law. And there are certain rules or regulations, and the NCAA basically kind of runs, you know, what they can or can't do. And and these athletes are kind of getting tired of not making money, and the university is making huge money. This really, let's face it, you know, Ohio State's track team is not making a ton of money for Ohio State. But guess who's making all the money? Ohio State football makes you could probably look it up. We'll look it up later. I know we had this.
I think it's
before.
Millions.
Oh, hundreds, tens or hundreds of millions of dollars a year in profits from these athletes playing football. And these athletes play this football, and they're making all this money, and the athletes are making basically $1,500 a month. I'm not saying exactly, but some colleges, they get a stipend of $1,500 a month. They get their books, they get their education, and they get a stipend for food. And I'm telling you, as a lawyer that has represented some NCAA, without getting in details, athletes, they live on meager means, almost like in poverty. And I was a little shocked when I first started looking at this. Here's these, you know, powerhouse, you know, football players, basketball players, whatever, and even the ones that aren't, they're in the lower sports, a lot of them are starving. And I'm not saying like they're going to die starving like, you know, somewhere in Africa, but I'm saying they literally can't hardly afford anything. And it's sad to me. So where's
and
the balancing?
I think one of the hard parts here is because it's almost like these NCAA's athletes don't own their own likeness.
Right.
They can't make profit on their own images.
They can't even make a YouTube video of themselves with the apparel of their school.
They can't take endorsements.
Kicker in Florida or wherever he was, he had a YouTube channel, and the NCAA said, "Take it down, or you're off the team." Yeah. So, I mean, there's been a few different things. Even Ohio State had some quarterbacks that sold some autographs at a tattoo shop, and they got into some trouble. So it's like they don't even own their name.
They don't own anything, and it's really sad. And the schools profit a lot off of these athletes.
What Seth, while we're doing this, look up on the Internet, like the just like Ohio State, Michigan, just look up an average. What their gross income is. If it's on the Internet, for example, football. Let's go to that. The football is the big moneymaker.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I know it's tens of millions of dollars. And this is what so I brought this up to my wife. My wife said, well, wait a minute. And there's a lot of people are going to argue out there. And we're going to get into why we're bringing this up. What's that?
You want this number?
I'm ready for the number.
Ohio State's fiscal.
According to who? According to?
This is Biz Journal's Cotton Bowl appearance.
Okay.
Ohio State's fiscal 2017 athletics revenue of $167 million was the highest of any school in the country.
$167 million. And the athletes are getting maybe $1,500 a month.
And they said 2018, when they did the thing, it was in November 2018, they were at $117 million. And then at the same time in 2017, they were at $94 million.
So it looks like it's going to be projected to increase more than that.
Yep. So, and don't forget, now this is the argument that they're going to make, and I've seen these arguments before. Their argument is, well, wait a minute, they're getting an education, right, Denise? We've heard that. They're getting an education. And we're going to talk about California in a second Gavin Newsom's going to sign into law, according to statements, the Fair Pay to Play Act. But this is what I've heard them say. People say, hey, they get an education, and you don't want one thing you're worried about, Denise, worry about is corruption.
Exactly.
And that's a big issue.
Because of the Nike scandal, the Nike and the other the Adidas scandal.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And some other issues that we're going to bring up. But here's the other side of the coin, Denise. Not all of the athletes make it to pros. They never, and not all of them get their education. Some of them might drop out, or they flunk out, or they don't do as well. And their bodies. By the way, a football player's body at the end of a college career, generally speaking, a lot of them, they're banged up. And they're going to deal with that the rest of their lives. And the percentage of college students that go to play in the NFL is pretty darn low. So we're going to talk about this when we come back, because this Fair Pay to Play Act that's coming up that Gavin Newsom's about ready to sign is going to be interesting to see if California leads the way. We'll be right back and continue to talk about it.
Getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone, make the call. Accelerate You, 916-BETTER-ZERO.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Months before the call that set off an impeachment inquiry, many in the diplomatic community were alarmed by the Trump administration's abrupt removal of a career diplomat from her post as ambassador to Ukraine. The ambassador's ouster and the campaign against her that preceded it are now emerging as the key sequence of events behind a whistleblower's complaint alleging that the president pressured a foreign country to investigate his political rival. In a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senator Robert Mendez demanded answers about the ouster of Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. Through it all, Donald Trump is saying that this is all just a big witch hunt.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them. It's just a disgrace. It's a terrible thing for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to hear is a live, copyrighted presentation. And now it's time for Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back. Denise Dirks and I, Frederick Penny, your host and co-host, and Denise Dirks, my co-host, are talking about the NCAA rules in this new Fair Pay-to-Play Act that Governor Gavin Newsom in California is about ready to sign. By the way, it's not effective until January 2023.
And what do you think that is?
Why you think it is?
Yes.
I think there's going to be lawsuits left and right, number one. And number two, the NCAA, if they do abide by it, Denise, we talked about this during the break, they're going to have to change a lot of rules. And maybe even the NFL and the NBA are going
Absolutely.
To have to change rules because there's rules about when they can or can't come out of school.
Or
is that going to change?
Right?
Yeah. So, for example, in football, they have to wait till their junior year. After their junior year, they can come out and be a pro. In basketball, after their freshman year. So is that going to change up? But we've talked about some interesting things that it doesn't apply. You mentioned one thing that it doesn't.
Who have the right to their own school uniforms and gear. And so if they do allow for these athletes to use their likeness and get money and endorsements, they won't allow them to do that in the school uniforms. I believe that's how the schools are going to control the money aspect for their own rights.
That's exactly that's what we discussed earlier. But another thing that's interesting about this, Denise, is that if California passes this, there may be some schools under the NCAA might say, well, now since you're not following our NCAA rules, you're not eligible. You're out. So that might be an issue. And believe me, you know lawsuits are going to fly when that comes about. But this is just the beginning, and I'm telling you, Radio Law Talk, we're going to a lot of money, and it affects a lot of people, and it's really interesting. One of the quotes, go ahead, you were going to quote something.
I just want to say this overall. This is a labor law issue, and we have 50 states in the United States, and 50 states are all different with labor laws. So I believe some states are going to follow suit with California and challenge the NCAA restrictions, and I do think that other states are going to want to stay with the NCAA, and I believe we're going to have a big challenge ahead of us.
We also have making money off of the schools like trademarks and logos. So
well, but they're saying you can't. They'll be able to do that. In other words, say a star player from Michigan, but they can't be wearing logos. They can't do that.
They can't use the school gear. They can't use the school logos. They can't be promoting themselves in the school logos. If they're in the school logo suits and gear, then it's the school's rightfully, you know,
yeah, like
photo
a picture
maybe.
Of an autograph, mm-hmm. you know, and then you signed it with your autograph
exactly.
or whatever. Like, how do you?
Yeah, CBS Sports talks about this in an article, and one of the things they brought up, or one of the arguments for this law, and it's kind of interesting, is as follows. So, basically, they're saying this is a person's birthright for their name, image, and likeness rights. They have a right to that, but they said the situation's very interesting that. A violin prodigy in college is allowed to play Carnegie Hall and make money, yet an athlete wearing a school gear can't establish their own YouTube channel, like you brought up that kicker that couldn't do that, or can't even go out and make money by, you know, being a star athlete. Now, are they able to go out and get a, quote, job? Yes, they are. They can do that and make money, but their likeness is being sold by the big colleges while they're playing football. They're being interviewed, all that stuff.
You know what's going to happen, right, Fred?
What?
I believe that the schools and the athletes are going to enter into agreements to share the profits of when they're in their uniform so that the athletes get a cut. And the school gets a cut, because if they don't do that, then we're going to have a major shakeup.
I wonder if they're incorporated into like their scholarships. Instead of like a $1 a month allotment, they're going to get $3,000
or a percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, that $1,500 allotment that I've known about of one athlete in a major university football player. By the way, that did not include their health insurance. They had to take money out of the $1,500 a month to pay for their health insurance.
Yeah.
So it comes down to basically in
like
this
a benefits package.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're still paying for it even out of the $1,500 doesn't go in their pocket. An LSU long snapper, SEC student mentioned that they made $12,000 a year on scholarship checks in 1 year. $12,000 bucks. That is so below the poverty line. I know they're saying, well, they get fed. Yes, they do, but it's that you know, how do you make the car payment? How do you do? Oh, then go get a job. Listen, those of you who don't understand athletics, when you say, and I've heard them say that when I argued this, well, why don't they go get a job? You don't have time for a job.
You don't have time.
My daughter was an NCAA top college swimmer. She had no time to do anything. She literally barely could get her homework done, let alone get a job. And I know football players and basketball players. It is a full time job for an NCAA.
And there's really a huge disparity about who's going to make money. These athletes, not all the athletes are going to make a bunch of money. This isn't going to benefit the whole team, right? This is going to benefit a few top-notch athletes that are really going to get all the money.
But you're also not going to see them rolling around in like Rolls Royces or anything by any means. It's you know.
Maybe they will. Maybe they
might.
Will.
That's true.
Maybe they will, because I'm telling you right now, and that's what Denise and I talked about during the break. And I'm not going to throw, you know, disparage this college or that college, but it's an absolute truth. The star from Ohio State or Alabama compared to the star at Toledo University, there's going to be a bigger amount of money in sponsorships for that Ohio State or Alabama football player compared to the guy playing at Toledo or Eastern Michigan.
Well, maybe they cap it then.
Yeah, or do they share it? That's the question.
Yeah, that is exactly the question. And I think that NCAA is scared to death because if they have to take this on a state-by-state basis and the lawsuits are coming at them, I don't know if they're going to survive it.
Well, here's another thing. Ready for this, Denise? I know in the NBA, NBA basketball players get money paid to them by the NBA, not their teams. They make the teams pay them money by the NBA for using their likeness and using their name and being able to and their face on television. They get a certain amount per year that the NBA pays them. And guess what's going to happen? Does that mean the NCAA is now going to have to pay a certain amount to all the athletes because they use their face or their name on television?
You know what? They also have to pay taxes for every state that they play in as well.
That's true. That's you're saying the NBA and NFL football players.
Yep.
Well, so that'll apply to the athletes too.
That's exactly right.
NCAA,
yeah. What a mess this is going to be, but interesting and exciting for us lawyers. As bizarre as that sounds, we love this stuff because this is going to be a lot of legal wrangling that we're going to be talking about for a long time. So stay tuned. We'll talk about this more. Denise Dirks, I don't know if you guys know this, but she is a family law attorney. And in my opinion, one of the best that I've ever known. And I think she's phenomenal at what she does. And she's barred in the state of California. Even though we're throughout the United States, this show, you have to understand that she talks generally about this. But Adele is getting a divorce. And so I want Denise to talk a little bit about this divorce and where it's located. So Adele's getting a divorce. They automatically think, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. So what California court is she in? No.
No, she's not. Adele and both Adele and her husband are British citizens, so they live in England. So it's England laws that apply, and I love international law. That's really where my heart is. I love to know laws in other countries. So I looked up in Wikipedia to find out what law applies in England. And in England and Wales, divorce is allowed, but you do have to show down. You have to show evidence as to something. Either it's going to be adultery, unreasonable behavior, you've been deserted for at least 2 years by your spouse, you guys have separated and agreed to divorce and you've been separated for 2 years, or separation in a contested divorce if it's 5 years. You cannot get a divorce if you've been married less than 1 year. Isn't that interesting?
Weird. Well, in the States, you can get an annulment, probably.
Yes, you maybe. It depends
maybe.
On which state, and it depends
yeah.
on the laws. But
right.
True. You can't. I don't see that in England laws. Civil remarriage is allowed, so people can get divorced and then get remarried again. But they do have to show some reason, or they have to follow a certain process for it to become a no-fault situation. And if it is a fault situation, then you're talking about they have to show the contested divorce and separation for at least 5 years.
Well, because many states in the United States are no fault or fault. Why don't you describe that really quick, what that means?
Usually, fault states require there to be some evidence of wrongdoing in order to get a divorce. And then, believe me, they're split pretty equally. And then,
well, Denise, I have to interrupt. That's important. Does that mean that would be fault of the picture of Cal and Todd on the beach together? Would that be a divorce possibility? Would that be fault?
It could be if there was adultery.
Okay. All right. No, it's just
not
a picture of him on the beach.
I'm not implying anything there.
Okay. Go to our Twitter. You'll see a picture that we're talking about. Go ahead, please.
So in fault states, you have to find fault with one of the persons, or one of the spouses, or one of the persons married in order to get a divorce. In a no fault, you just basically have to show that the marriage is broken down and it cannot be repaired, basically, in very simple English. It has different standards in different states. Like in California, it's irreconcilable differences. In other states, they
bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone.
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I go
wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Obamacare mandate? Those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis.
After the famous Hurricane Katrina, there is an interesting issue that occurred with a killer that moved out of the area to get away from the hurricanes. brought his girlfriend, who they had a baby with, and the family, and was convicted and in Columbus for murdering his girlfriend slash the mother of this baby. Now, this is an interesting thing. Why is this so interesting? 10 years later, Denise, 10 years later, after he was convicted and sent to prison for life without parole, again, let me repeat, life without parole, he's getting a new trial. Denise, we've teed this up. Tell them why this is so off the wall, so weird, something that you and I have never seen before. Even the courts were saying this was weird. Why is he getting a new trial after 10 years? And by the way, witnesses now have passed away, and a lot of the evidence is gone.
And the original judge has also passed away.
Crazy.
We're talking about in 10 years a lot can happen. And it just got, what happened? Well, believe it or not, what happened?
Believe
it or not. The court reporter that took down the transcript of the trial was not certified.
Explain that. What do they do? They have to, the court reporters in court have to certify that this is an actual transcript and of what happened in the courtroom.
Most states are the same on that.
Right.
Not all states are the same, however, but in Ohio, this is the case. You have to be a court reporter. You have to go to some schooling. You have to have skill set. You have to be tested. And then you have to be certified as an official court reporter so that your transcripts are deemed to be reliable, deemed to be as error-free as they could be. And it's very important to any criminal trial that you have this official transcript. That official transcript is absolutely falls under the due process rights in the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendments. And the Fifth Amendment guarantees that nobody's going to, you know, be punished by capital offense or something unless they get due process. And that's one of the most important things that this case came down with. And it's so incredibly crazy because nobody knows why the judge allowed for this court reporter to be the court reporter, because he clearly knew was not quite qualified.
It was. So let's give a background of what happened. This is an individual guy that just went crazy. I'm going to say the girlfriend that had a baby. The baby was, I think, 3 or 4 months old.
Well,
let's
go back to that. They're involved in Hurricane Katrina.
That's exactly right.
And they lose their home. They lose everything. They pick up and they move to where?
Columbus, Ohio,
which was mother's family.
Right.
So they moved in with mother's family members.
Right.
And then what happened, they had to go back to get stuff in New Orleans. And so they went back, or at least Louisiana, may not have been the city proper. They went back, they got some stuff, and they got into a big fight while they were there. And they had left the baby, thank goodness, with family members. And when they got in this fight, the reaction of the victim was, come stay with me, my friend, because I don't want to be alone. So she asked
right.
somebody to come stay with her. She put chairs on all the doors around so that nobody could break in. She clearly was scared to death. And what happens next
they
is
come back.
That they no. She allows for him to come back
right.
and with her, and then he kills her.
Yeah, they actually go into a room, and he allows her, okay, let's talk.
Yeah.
And they come in and talk, and apparently he shoots her and kills her, and then Dad wasn't in the room, in that area. I guess it was in a hotel room or something. I can't remember what.
It was in a motel because
yes.
they had, and the family members knew that there was a strife, and they
right.
didn't see him for a while, and finally they found her in a different place, and
she
was dead.
And she was dead, and the baby was in the other room with a soiled diaper with a bottle sitting next to him.
Oh,
and the witnesses said they saw him leaving. They had all the evidence of the bullets that he bought that gun at a pawn shop. The bullets were of that gun that he bought. And the evidence was very, very strong. The witnesses were strong, and this is the big issue. The big issue is a lot of these witnesses are dead. or are having problems trying to find these witnesses now. So this, but this is
and the transcript had such major problems.
Right.
Apparently, that she had been certified, but it was suspended for some reason. Doesn't say. I don't know. But she had filed just a partial transcript that was riddled with omissions and errors. It clearly did not reflect what had happened that portion of the trial. And
approximately, I'm going to interrupt, 1,384 errors. Oh, approximately 1,384 errors were in the transcript that they knew were leased errors. And not only that, when they were talked, don't forget, there's two ways to do it. They type, as you see, like you see on TV, they're typing. They're doing stenography, and some will also talk into a little mic piece that you can't hear, and the evidence showed that a lot of times it's like they weren't even talking, so the audio tapes didn't help. The audio tapes were, which is a secondary reliable source. The person, a third of the proceedings, the audio wasn't even there. The person was like, I wasn't even hardly talking.
Now, why do we have a transcript, Fred?
So you have a transcript for one reason. It's for appeal purposes. And everyone has a right to appeal any verdict. And especially in a criminal trial, that's one of the most important things. So they can appeal that. And if Todd was here, he can go into detail on it. But they can appeal these criminal, rulings. And there's a lot of reasons. They can appeal and say, number one, their counsel wasn't effective enough. Believe it or not, one of the arguments is, my counsel was dumb, basically, or didn't do the right thing. There's so many different things, but they need the record. The appellate court only goes by the record. The appellate court doesn't...
And the record is reflected in the transcript.
That's exactly right. And if the transcript's not the right thing or not correct, then there's a due process issue.
Now, on all fairness side for the court reporter, I have to say that some of the problems with the transcript could be problems within the courtroom itself. For example, this happens all the time. Somebody's asked a question. They don't verbally respond. They just go shake their hand, and they don't verbally respond unless the court reporter takes the time to stop and say, please respond, or the judge on behalf of the court reporter says, you need to respond audibly so the court reporter can take it down. That court reporter is not going to be able to take it down. Also, what happens is people talk over each other.
Right.
A judge talks over the lawyers. The lawyers talk over each other. The lawyers talk over the witnesses. And this is all on the record. That means that court reporter has to get every word that's in there down in that transcript, which is so terribly difficult.
Here's an interesting thing. She first filed a four-volume transcript and certified it, which she can't certify because she's not an official court reporter, technically.
Yeah, she's suspended.
She's suspended. And the second time, she files a three-volume transcript and throws the four-volume transcript out. I mean, just what a mess. So this trial is coming up, and it's going to be an interesting trial we're going to follow. Hey, thanks for joining us here at Radio Law Talk. Denise and I really appreciate it. Stay tuned for our third hour. We're going to have a lot of fun there. Thanks, Seth. Thank you, Chris. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.